The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brothers to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as a judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now, as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for the one who stores up treasure for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God.'" The Gospel of the Lord. So the responsorial from Alleluia, very clear. "Blessed are the poor in spirit." St. Francis of Assisi, for the spirit of poverty. Many people ask, all the religious people, they give up all things to enter a congregation. They don't have any possessions. So how do they live poverty? Poverty is not only material goods. Your thoughts, the way of thinking, your behavior could be an attachment. This is not poor. Poverty means you have to die of yourself. Share your opinions. Accept other different opinions. This is poverty. You're stuck to yourself. Hold to yourself. This is not exactly poverty. Poverty means void of yourself, only the will of God in you, and that's real poverty. Yesterday in the car park, I met one person waiting. The mass not yet entered. I talked to that person. "Are you coming for mass?" "No." "You're waiting for someone?" "Yes." Then the person told me the story. When the person was 17 years old, he studied at Catholic school. Then the person says, "If the sister can answer my question, I will be baptized. So ask him a simple question. If God is so good, why so many disasters in the world? Of course, the sister could not answer. But I told the person, Jesus died for you, also disaster. No answer. I just told this thing. So poverty means attached to the person's thoughts. If I understand all things, I will believe this God. But fortunately, the person says, I still believe in God, but not ready yet for baptism. So poverty means also not attached to your own thinking. At least we pray for that person. And yesterday is a feast of Pope Saint John Paul II, I forgot the tone. So John Paul II is my favorite Pope because he lives a long time, and I was in Rome, and many times I greet him once, shake hands once. Not personal, just among the crowds. Because that time he was passing in a hall, Pope Paul VI hall. He passed already. I loudly in Italian say, "I come from China." Then look back and come to me and bless me in my head, and I shake hands with him. So this is my favorite Pope.